Tesov Tammuz, Thursday, 5th of July, Rabbi Bechor Geblinowitz, the uniqueness of Am Yisrael.
Okay, I would like to speak about, as was mentioned, the uniqueness of Am Yisrael as it's expressed, I believe, in this week's Parsha. In this Parsha, we see a contrast between Am Yisrael and the Goyim and the Umos Olam and the nations of the world. So, perhaps we'll start with the pasuk of this week's Parsha. Everybody knows the basic story here, that Bilam is riding on the donkey, on the Ason. Vayiftach Hashem is pi Ason, then the Ason stops going, and Bilam hits the donkey, so Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up the mouth of the donkey. Vatomer leBilam, me'osisi lecha ki hikisani ze shalosh regalim. Right? So the Ason says to Bilam, what have I done to you that you've now hit me three times? So Rashi says, Ramazlo atam vakesh la'kor uma hachogeges shalosh regalim b'shana. So Rashi, of course, points out that there's a remez here. That the donkey is saying to Bilam, he mentions the question in the pasuk is, why does it say, of course, shalosh regalim and not shalosh pa'amim? And Rashi therefore comments, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma, that the donkey was saying, so to speak, to Bilam, do you really think, right, that you're going to be able to uproot Tamei Vakesh L'Hakar Uma? You know who this Uma is, who this nation is. It's an Uma Chogeg Shalosh Regalim B'Shana. It's a nation that celebrates three festivals a year. So it's a commonly asked question, like, why is this particular mitzvah, why is this the way that Chazal are referring to Am Yisrael? Uma chogege shalosh regalim. I mean, there's certainly many more basic mitzvahs. Am Yisrael, the nation that worships Hashem. Am Yisrael, the nation, even Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos. Shabbos is shokul kenei kol mitzvahs. What's uma chogege shalosh regalim? Why is the emphasis, all right, it's a great nation. Why dafka uma chogege shalosh regalim? So there's an unbelievable Meshech Chochma that I want to mention that says Pshat and why Rashi quotes Medrash Chazal Uma Chogega Shalosh Ugala. And the Meshech Chochma refers us to the Gemara in Chagiga, the very beginning of Chagiga and Beis Amid Beis, where the Mishnah discusses the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of going up to be seen. Of going up to Yerushalayim, being seen three times a year. And the Mishnah starts with the word hakol. And typically the word hakol comes to include something. Everybody, right? Hakol chayovin. So what's the word hakol? The Gemara wants to know, what's the word hakol coming to include? So the Gemara at one point discusses different possibilities. At one point the Gemara there in Chagiga says, hakol is coming to include somebody who's blind in one eye. Right? Someone who's blind in one eye. Even though they're blind in one eye, they're still chayav. Hakol lasuyei, to include somebody who's someone who's blind in one eye. And says the Gemara, this is unlike a Tana who doesn't hold that way. So there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes whether somebody who's blind in one eye is chayav to in the midst of Re'iyah. What's the reason, says the Gemara, for the person who holds that if you're blind in one eye, you're pater? The reason is the Gemara, that we make a type of a hekesh between the kri and the ksiv of the word yireh, yireh, right? So that the pasuk says, shalosh pamim bashana, yireh kol zechurcha, three times a year, all your males shall be seen. So it's written, it's read, yireh. But a simple reading of it, of course, is yireh. So says the Gemara, I don't have the Gemara open in front of me right now, says the Gemara, Ma yireh b'shtei einayim, av yireh b'shtei einayim. Just like the active verb of yireh is with two eyes, the yireh is also with two eyes. Rashi there explains, what's the pshat? So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us so to speak, of course, kibyochol, with two eyes, so too the mitzvah of us coming into being seen is also with two eyes, and therefore a person is blind in one eye, therefore he's potter. That's the Gemara over there. Rashi there, in explaining Yireh Yeroeh, Rashi says that when Klal Yisrael goes up to Yerushalayim and performs the mitzvah of Re'iyah, we see Roin es Pnei Hashchina. Rashi says this amazing thing. Now when Klal Yisrael goes to Yerushalayim for the Sholosh Regalim, we have this special vision, this special ability to see. We see, says Rashi, Roin es Pnei Hashchina. Says the Meshech Chochma, that what Bilam is saying to the Asaron is, you know who these people are? These are people who have a special vision. They have a special ability to see. 3 times a year they go up to Yerushalayim. And their Rohan is Pnei Hashchina. They have this intimate relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that they're even able, kibyachol, to see Pnei Hashchina. And you, Bilam Harasha, you can't even see this Malach on the Derech. The Asaron, the donkey, saw the Malach and was moving up to the wall. Bilam didn't know what was going on. He kept hitting the donkey. Says the donkey, how do you think you're going to be able to take on these people? You can't see a Malach, and these people see Shalosh Pam Bishana, they see the Shechina in Yerushalayim. This, I think, is a theme throughout the Parsha of the special vision, the special ability of Klal Yisrael to view things, to see things differently in a way very different than all the nations of the world. And I want to give perhaps a little additional meaning. What does this mean? Rohan is Pnei Hashchina. This concept here that Rashi talks about in the Gemara and Chagiga, I want to give it some additional meaning, perhaps an explanation, with a different Meshech Chochmah. A different Meshech Chochmah from last week's Parsha. What happened in last week's Parsha? Everybody remembers. In last week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tmei Meriva. So Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock instead of speaks to the rock. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is punished. Yan lohem mantem bilak disheni le'enehem. Right? You didn't believe me. The simple pshat seems to be to sanctify, create this Kiddush Hashem le'enehem before Klal Yisrael. So one might ask, what's the difference? I mean, it's a pretty big miracle. Water came from the rock. What's the difference if you hit the rock, if you speak to the rock? True, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to speak to the rock. Not hit the rock, but what was, at the end of the day, it's a pretty big miracle. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and water came out. Says the Meshech Chochma like this. There was an opportunity here at Mei Meriva to recreate the situation that existed at Maimon Har Sinai. At Maimon Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael reached this unbelievable level. What happened at Maimon Har Sinai? What's one of the ways that this level is expressed? Klal Yisrael were told they were Roim es HaKoilos. Klal Yisrael were able to see that which can't be seen. They saw the sounds, they saw the sound of the shofar. The Torah tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the same thing to happen at Mei Meriva. That Moshe Rabbeinu should speak to the rock. And Klal Yisrael will see the Shechina medaberes mitoch rono shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So lashon there, the Meshech Chochma, that at Mei Meriva, that's what it would be the Shechina actually speaking through the voice, through the throat, through the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Klal Yisrael would be able to see, to visualize, once again, the sound, the voice of the Shechina coming out from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was the opportunity that was lost. So that when it says, Yan lo he'emantem bi lahakti sheni, don't read the pshat, says the Meshech Chochma, al tikra, don't read the pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu, chas v'shom, didn't have a muna in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, there was an opportunity to inculcate a muna within Klal Yisrael. And the muna that would have been taught to Klal Yisrael was this ability, Yan lohem mantem bilakti sheni le'enehem, to give their eyes the ability to see. Give their eyes the ability to see the sound of the voice of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Seems to me it's the same shot. That's Rohan as Pnei Ashchina. The Klal Yisrael have this ability to take something, which really can't be seen, of course, everybody knows. You can't see the sound that was going, the sounds that were going on in Maimon Har Sinai. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at Mei Meriva there was an opportunity to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibiyachol, to have this emuna, to have this tremendous level of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can see something which normally cannot be seen. That's what happened to Mei Meriva according to the Meshech Chachma. And this is the special ability that Klal Yisrael have. We look at something, we see it different than the Umos Olam. We see the Olam HaTeva, we see the natural world, we see something much beyond the natural world. We're able to see something deeper and greater, we're able to see the inner, the pnimius of the physical world, and the Umos Olam can't see this. This is the level of the Re'iyah of Ro'anis Pnei Ashchina, Ro'anis HaKoylos that we achieved in Maimon Har Sinai when we became a nation and we were given the Torah, and that which separates us from the Umos HaOlam is this Re'iyah, this vision, this ability to see deeper, to see beyond what is at surface level. And the Umos HaOlam did the exact opposite. And there's a famous Medrash in this week's Parsha. And the Medrash says, it's in the Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of the Parsha. Vayar Balak ben Sipor, right? So it starts, of course, Vayar Balak ben Sipor. There are many, many examples throughout the whole parsha of this notion of the vision, of the contrasting vision between the vision of Klal Yisrael and the vision of the Umos HaOlam. I'm just going to speak about certain basic ones, but you know, I'm sure everybody, when they look, they'll be able to find many, many more. Says the Medrash, Vayar Bolok Noach L'Rishoyim Sheyu Sumim. Says the Medrash, it would be better for the wicked people were they to be blind. Meaning their vision, their re'iyah, they only gets them into trouble. Every time they look at something, they look at the external, at the physical realm, and they just keep sinning, keep getting into trouble. She'ne'em mevi'in ra la'olam. Their eyes bring evil to the world. B'dor ha'mabul k'siv v'ayiru b'nei ha'elokim. By the mabul, it says, v'ayiru, they were looking. And then they start doing averis. Uksiv ayar chom avikanon. Uksiv ayir u oso sare paro. Right? By Yitzchak, by your oso sare paro. How beautiful his wife was. Right? And I see there are some versions that bring also by Shechem ben Hamor, he saw Dina. The Re'iyah, it keeps getting them into trouble. They look at the physical world and they have taiva. They look at the world and they have desires. And they just bring ra'a li'olam. So therefore, says the Gemara, says the Medrash, Noach, lahem, l'risham, she was sumim. Better they should be blind. Better they shouldn't look. They just keep getting themselves into trouble. The contrast is that when Balak describes to Bilam this problem that they have with this nation called Am Yisrael, he says, Hinei kisa es ein ha'aretz. Hinei kisa es ein ha'aretz. So the Sfasemes says a number of different pshatim and what it means, Hinei kisa es ein ha'aretz. But one of the covers the eye of the earth. So one of the pshat he says in the very beginning, from Tafresh Lamadev, if I remember correctly, he says, Hinei kisas ein ha'aretz, that Klal Yisrael doesn't look at the ein ha'aretz. We don't look at the external, the aretz, the ground, the earth. Kisas ein ha'aretz. We look at the pnimius. But the idea that he seems to be focusing on more and more is that we don't share this with the Umos HaOlam. We cover our ability, our vision. We cover our understanding. There's a certain separation which takes place between Klal Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam, and they're complaining. And of course, everybody knows that the Medrash here also brings, I'm not going to read it inside, the Medrash also brings that the Umos Olam complain, you know, if we would have had a Navi like Klal Yisrael would have had a Navi, maybe we'd be on a higher other. They're complaining. That Klal Yisrael, they keep this vision, this ability to see that they have separate and distinct from us. They don't share it with us. And this is the taina that the Umos Olam have. I don't know. We keep looking. All we see is Taiva. All we see is Gashmius. We don't understand how they're able to see and have this Pnimius. So that an extension of this notion of this special Re'iyah that Klal Yisrael has as opposed to nations of the world is the fact that it's hidden. It's hidden. It's separate. We don't share this. And of course, this notion is also discussed by Bilam when he... The bracha comes out from Bilam, and he says, "Hein om levadod yishkon uvagoyim lo yishashav." This is a nation that sticks to itself, stays to itself. This mida of hein om levadod yishkon. Now, this mida of not sharing, of keeping it separate, because they just mess up. They keep bringing Rali Olam. So why should we share this this notion of Hein Am Levadod Yishkon is something that we inherit from our grandfather Yaakov Avinu. And the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayishlach Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, that Yaakov remained by himself. So of course everybody knows the Pasha Pshat, especially according to Rashi there, the Gemara in Chulin, that Yaakov Avinu went back to get Pachim Kitanim, but there's a much deeper notion over here. And the deeper notion over here is that Yaakov Avinu was a person who kept to himself. That when we don't go, it's important for a Jew that we stick to ourselves, saying, Om Levadod Yishkon. When we get involved in the whole way of the world, that's when we get into trouble. A little hispodidus, thinking differently, keeping to ourselves, not being involved in the ways of the world. That's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. And once again, I'd like to quote a Meshech Chochma. There's an unbelievable Meshech Chochma in Parshas Vayishlach, where he points out the distinction between Yaakov Avinu and Avram Avinu. Now everybody knows, Chazal tell us, that the Avos kept the mitzvahs of the Torah. All the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Gemara in Yuma explains that Avram Avinu kept even a Ruvei Tavshilin. Even this mitzvah, the Rabbonon of a Ruvei Tavshilin. So Yaakov Avinu also has his mitzvah, the Rabbonon that he kept. What was that? That was a Ruvei Tchumin. Right? We learned that in the Parshas Vayishlach, Vayavo, Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem, right? Vayichan es pnei ho'ir, says Rashi, nichnas bedimdume chama. Actually, the different versions of Rashi more complete. So he came in mamish as Erev Shabbos was turning into Shabbos. Mikan shekova Yaakov Tchumim. Yaakov established Eruvei Tchumim. And the Meshech Chochma points out the significance of this idea that Avram Avinu established Eruvei Tavshilin and Yaakov Avinu established Eruvei Tchumin. And the difference is because that Avram Avinu, we all know, was the Ish Chesed. Avram Avinu was the person who was always inviting people in, right? Avram, Megayeres Anoshim, Besara, Megayeres Anoshim. He was always having people into his house. Therefore, Avram Avinu, he was Misakein Eruvei Tavshilin. Right? Because one of the basis of Eruvei Tavshilin, according to some shitas, being able to establish the Eruv, is maybe guests will be coming, and therefore the food might be cooked. Right? Asad and Nisa Daraisa. Therefore, Avram Avinu, the man of Chesed, the man of inviting people in, is the one who is Misakein, the Gemara tells us, Eruvei Tavshilin. Yaakov Avinu was very, very different than Avram Avinu. Yaakov Avinu established Eruvei Tchumim. Yaakov Avinu put up borders. Yaakov Avinu made distinctions between himself and the rest of the world. Yaakov Avinu was, Vayivaser Yaakov Livado, when his wife Rachel stole the trophim of her father Lavan and Yaakov Avinu. What are you doing? He's an Oven of Anazara. You don't have to run after him. You don't have to be Makarev him. Adarabba, separate yourself. That wasn't his mindset. To steal, to try to be Yaakov was borders, distinctions. Vayibaser Yaakov Levado. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, as opposed to Avram, he established a Ruvei Tchumim. Borders and distinctions between himself and the nations of the world. That's, as the Meshech Chochem, is the difference between Avram Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. And that's the midah of Klal Yisrael over here, Hein Am Levadod Yishkom. We have to keep ourselves separate and stay away. And not sheer. We have this own special tradition, this ability to see within, to see the deeper meaning of things, the deeper value of things. And that's something we keep to ourselves. And the best expression of Klal Yisrael being Levadod Yishkom, says the Sfasemis, is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, right, it's Osi Beini Ubein Bnei Yisrael. It's a unique relationship that we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that we keep Shabbos. And we separate ourselves from the physical nature of the world. We don't do malacha. That's the pshat that everybody knows, the famous medrash, that all the days of the week were matched up. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. Comes Shabbos and says, I don't have a ben zug. Right? Klal Yisrael is the partner to Shabbos. We have that unique relationship to Shabbos, that we're the partner with Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, that's the expression of our ability to be separate, to cut ourselves off from the world. Hein om levadod yishkon, that's best expressed on Shabbos. And of course, everybody knows, right, that dafka by Yaakov Avinu, do you see a shmira Shabbos, by Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, mikan shekala Yaakov tchumim, that Shabbos represents the midah of Yaakov Avinu. And there's a bit of a, contradiction here. Of course, everybody knows that the midah of Shabbos, the reward of Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Shabbos, kol ma'anig es ha-Shabbos, anybody who's ma'anig Shabbos, what does he get? He gets a nachala v'li mitzorim. He gets a portion without any borders. Right? As you see by Yaakov Avinu, ufaratzta yomov akedma tzafonov anegba. So it's interesting that on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu established borders. Yaakov Avinu is very makbid on his borders. Yaakov Avinu is kovei eruvei tchumin. And yet on the other hand, the midah of Yaakov Avinu is nachalo b'li mitzarim, a portion without borders. So I think that the pshat is quite clear to all of us. The pshat is that in order for a person, that first thing, a person has to separate, has to establish rather, clear boundaries. A person has to have clear borders. A person has to understand the difference between Am Yisrael and the nations of the world. Keep Shabbos. We separate ourselves off. Hein om levadod yishkom. That has to be the first step. Once we establish that step of separate and distinct, by the way, that of course appears in the parsha not only when Bilam says Hein om levadod yishkom, but also in the famous statement of Bilam of Matovo Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael, that Bilam Harasha saw that all the tents, all the homes of Klal Yisrael were separate, were distinct. They weren't looking into each other. There wasn't all this intermingling. There was clear borders and clear distinctions. Matova Olecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael. Matova Olecha Yaakov Sfasema says that Kinega the Sheishis Yimei Hamase Mishkanosecha Yisrael, the ultimate dwelling, the ultimate Yom Menucha is Shabbos Mishkanosecha Yisrael. So that once we have these clear borders and these clear distinctions, Matovu Olecha Yaakov, We have Mishkanosecha Yisrael. We have Shabbos Kodesh, separate and distinct. It's just us and the Ribono Shel Olam. It's just us and Hashem. We're separate, we're by ourselves, we have this unique, special relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we have those borders in place, then the ability, our vision, our understanding, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no borders. Then it becomes a Nachala B'lo Mitzari. Once we have all the proper borders and distinctions and boundaries in place, once we have our homes separate and distinct from each other, and once we have ourselves as a community cut off and separate from the Umos HaOlam, then we can see as far as we can go. There's no limit. Then we have the Nachala B'lo Mitzarim. That's the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. That's the special quality of Klal Yisrael that Bilam, that even Bilam HaRasha was able to see. And that's the jealousy. That's the taina of Kisa Esein HaAretz. They cover it up. They don't let us be involved in it. We want to be a part of it. But of course, they can't be a part of it. They can't be a part of it for the simple reason that Noach Lamel Risham should assume him because they keep bringing Ra Ba'olam. And that's what we have to do. Our opportunity, our obligation is Yidden. Our obligation as members of Klal Yisrael is to have that different cook, that different vision, that different re'iyah, to see deeper, to see within, beyond the physical, external manifestation of things in the world. That's what we have to constantly do. See beyond, see deeper. That is the a trait, that is the ability that we achieved, that we reached in Maimon Har Sinai, we were Romis HaKoylos, and that's something that Klal Yisrael happened every single year, three times a year. When we were Romis Pnei HaShchina, that's a special vision. That's the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And as I said, it's a yiratzon. And it's an obligation. We have to be zoicha. To always remember, to look deeper. Lots of times, you know, things happen to us and we just respond for the moment. We just look at the immediate, at what's happening right now. Did we just see things where they are right now? We have to have a longer, deeper, more penetrating vision. That's our Kabbalah. That's the tradition. That's a special quality that Klal Yisrael has. Yeah.